Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Kolder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Now, what the apostles learned from Jesus Christ is original Christianity today, because of so many false preachers and false teachings. What is looked at as Christianity today is nothing more than another brand of paganism. And they accuse those who love God and keep His commandments as trying to seek to be justified by works. But that's not true. There's a phrase in the New Testament, used 8 times. And a proper translation is this: works of law. But all the translators translate it incorrectly, because in the Greek, there is no definite article before works or definite article before law. Because works of law have nothing to do with the commandments of God. But they translated the works of the law to make it appear that anyone who would keep the commandments of God, even though believing in Christ, is trying to justify themselves. Not so. We will see exactly what that means. Now let's ask the question: how are we justified before God? And justified means put in right standing. Now, if you're a sinner and living in sin, you're not in right standing with God. Now, we've covered that with repentance and baptism and so forth. But you cannot have traditional works of law that you think make you right with God. Now, the Catholics have doing Hail Marys and Our Father and reciting certain definite prayers. Now, the Jews have many, many different works of law. So let's come here to Galatians 2, and let's pick it up here in verse 16. This is what we need to know. Now, this applies to anything of God. You cannot take a work of man, a tradition of men, or practice of a church congregation, or the laws of a church board, to do those are works of law. Now let's read it, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by works of law. Okay, now remember what Peter did. He separated with the other Jews, was corrected, thinking he would be in better standing with God by not eating with the Gentiles. Verse 16 again. Knowing that a man is not justified by works of law. Now, when they translate it, they put the works of the law. That is a terrible translation. Now, we will see there is one place in the Bible where it is the works of the law, but it means keeping the commandments of God. So we'll see how that fits in. This may sound a little complicated because men have made things complicated, but God's way is simple to understand. Knowing that a man is not justified by works of law, but through the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, what does that mean? We will see what that means here in just a bit. We also have believed in Christ Jesus in order that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. Now, that's the correct justification. And justification means right standing with God. No man-made law can do it. And even the sacrifices at the temple could not do that. Those were works of law, because if you want to know what happened when God destroyed the temple in 70 AD, he stopped all of the animal sacrifices, all of the temple ritual, because all of those were works of law to help justify them to the temple, not to God, just to the temple. So the temple's done away, not there. And no activity of the temple can put you in right standing with God, because now it's through Christ and to God the Father in heaven above and Jesus Christ, the temple of God in heaven. A vast difference. So continuing, not by works of law, for by works of law shall no flesh be justified. Now understand this. This is talking about the works of men, and while the temple stood, the works of sacrifice. And the works of sacrifice would justify them to the temple. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sin that comes as the grace of God to us justifies us to God the Father in heaven above. Not to any temple on the earth. So you can take this principle. We'll see it again here. Come back here to Romans 3. And let's pick it up here in verse 19. Let's understand the scope of the laws of God in relationship to all people. Verse 19. Now then we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law. Who's under the law? Well, hold your place right there and turn back just to Romans 7 and verse 1. They even misconstrue this. If you're keeping the commandments of God, you're not under law. But who's under law? All those who don't keep the commandments of God. Everybody. Let's read it. Are you ignorant, brethren, for I'm speaking to those who know law, that the law rules over a man for as long a time as he may live? Now, I want you to think about that. The law defines sin. Now, we'll talk about that a little later, okay? And the only way to have forgiveness of sin is through the sacrifice of Christ upon repentance to God for breaking and transgressing and rejecting the laws of God. Now, back to Romans 3, verse 19 again. Now then we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth, it's every person, may be stopped. No one's going to tell God what sin is. No one's going to tell God what righteousness is. No one's going to tell God what justification is. Every mouth may be stopped, and all the world. Now, I want you to think about this. This is not just a church denomination or a religion. It is all the world may become guilty before God. And unless there's repentance directly to God through Jesus Christ and his shed blood, there is no forgiveness. Now continuing, he makes the point, therefore, by works of law. See, he's referring to the traditions of men, the religious laws of men, regardless of what the religion may be. And while the temple was standing, the ritual laws of the temple. Therefore, by works of law, there shall no flesh be justified before him. But we're going to see in just a minute, commandment keeping is required before you can be justified. Let's read on here. For through the law is the knowledge of sin. That's what it tells us. We don't need a rabbi or a preacher to tell us what's wrong. We need to read the Bible because that tells us the laws of God, the knowledge of sin. Now then, let's come back here to Romans 2 because he leads up to it here. This gets right to the heart and core of it. We might not be able to finish it all in this segment, but we will go through it so you will understand it, so that you will not doubt, and you will be able to show from the Word of God that, yes, the commandments of God are required, but you're not doing works of law of men or of a religion or of animal ritual sacrifice. So, let's pick it up here. Verse 3, Romans 2. Now do you think yourself, O man, whoever is judging those who commit such things, that is all the sins in chapter 1, and you are practicing them yourself, that you shall escape the judgment of God? No, because God is judging everyone all the time through his laws. Or do you despise the riches of his kindness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the graciousness of God leads you to repentance? Now, he's telling you this. You come to a point that you're seeing that you're sinning, and what must you do? You must repent to God, confess your sins to God, not to a priest, not to a rabbi, but to God. And you do that on your knees. And God is leading you to repentance. But you, according to your own hardness and unrepentant heart, are storing up wrath for yourself against the day of wrath and revelation of God's righteous judgment, who will render to each one according to his works. Ah! Don't the Protestants say that you don't need any works?
I came home from church one night, 15 years ago, and I was like, you know what, I worked hard, people got saved, people did this, people did that. And the Lord said to me, you know what, I love you. I don't care if you ever preach another sermon again, I'll love you the same. If you never do anything for me again, my love is not based on your performance. My love for you is based on the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Huh? Hold your place right here, and let's come to the epistle of James, the half-brother of Jesus. Let's see what he says about works. Verse 17, James 2. In the same way also faith, if it does not have works, is dead by itself. You must have the works of God, not the works of men. So when you repent of sin, which is a transgression of the law, you must then start keeping the commandments by faith. And it takes faith to keep the commandments. When they say the law is done away, they're judging God. He never did away with it. Continuing now. But someone is going to say, you have faith and I have works. Now, that's exactly what the Jews would tell Christians. You have faith, but we have works. My answer is, you prove your faith to me through your works. Because whatever you have faith in, you follow it, right? That's the works. Everybody has works, righteous or unrighteous, transgression or love and obedience. Everybody has works. And when you read there of Jesus judging the churches in Revelation 2 and 3, he says, I know your works. He doesn't say, I know your faith. Because your faith will produce works. Okay? If you know you are to keep the Sabbath day and you don't keep it, you're sinning. If you think you can make up for it by Sunday keeping, you're doing a work of men, works of law. So when you repent of Sabbath breaking, then you start Sabbath keeping. All right, let's continue on. You prove your faith to me through your works, and I will prove my faith to you through my works. What if you don't believe in God? That's your faith. What if you don't believe in the commandments of God? That's your faith. And those are your works. Now let's see something right here that's important. Verse 19. Do you believe that God is one? You do well to believe this. Now notice, even the demons believe and tremble in fear. What are the works of the demons and Satan the devil? But sin and wretchedness and misery and war and every evil thing under the sun. And they know their hour of judgment is coming. That's why they tremble. Now, verse 20. But are you willing to understand, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? So what kind of faith do you have? Then he talks about Abraham, and what did Abraham do? He obeyed God because God said to do it, and he had the faith to do it, and he did it. Verse 24, you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. You have the two, because it's impossible to separate faith and work. Now back to Romans, the second chapter. We'll render to each man according to his works, verse 6. Then he says this, on the one hand, to those who with patient endurance in good works are seeking glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. What are the good works? Well, the first good works are loving and obeying God. The next good works are loving and serving your neighbor or the brethren in the church. Verse 8, on the other hand, to those who are contentious and disobey the truth. Now think about that for a minute. Disobeying the truth. What is the truth? Jesus said that God's word is the truth. Your word is the truth. The commandments are the truth of God. All of the Word of God is the truth of God. To those who disobey the truth but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath. Now stop and think about it a little bit. Watch the news. Look at every report that they give on all of those drug addicts, and it's pitiful that they live on the streets and they give them enough money to have enough drugs to continue on living on the street until they die, until the city can come along and scoop up the bodies and take them off to be burned. San Francisco is the worst. They have actually clinics where they can go and receive drugs, injection of heroin right into their veins, cocaine, and all of that.
$30 million are being invested by the Biden-Harris administration to support drug harm reduction services that include treatment, prevention, but also syringe exchanges and smoking kits, including crack pipes. He says that clean needles, pipes, and outreach are evidence-based approaches that work.
Indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish. That true? Isn't that the result of it? Upon every soul of man who works out evil. That is, living in sin. Well, one of the excuses that always comes up, they say, well, these people are mentally off. They never understand why are they mentally off. Because they take drugs. That's why. Upon every soul of man who works out evil, both of the Jew first and of the Greek. So that's why there's repentance and forgiveness. And there is justification through Christ, which then will put you in right standing with God through his shed blood and the sacrifice that he gave. We'll get to that detail here a little later. But notice the difference in comparison. Let's read it, verse 10. But glory and honor and peace to everyone who works good. Now, what is that good? Huh? The law is good and holy and spiritual. Both to the Jew first and the Greek, because there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall perish without law. As many as sin within the law shall be judged by the law. Now notice verse 13, and this is the key, right here. Verse 13, because the hearers of the law are not just before God. You hear it? How many people say, well, I'm a Christian. You ask him, well, do you keep the Ten Commandments? Well, yes, I do. What day do you go to church on? Oh, I go to church every Sunday. You're not keeping the law. And you're lying to yourself and you're believing the lies of men who should be teaching you the truth. Because not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Now, what does that mean? That means this simply. You come to the knowledge that the transgression of the laws of God is sin. And you look at your life and you see sin. You look at your life and you see trouble and difficulty. You look at your life and see no way out of this mess. Until you turn to God. And when you turn to God, you must repent. Not only confess your sins, but repent and start keeping the commandments of God. And that begins with the Ten Commandments. Now, we've covered that how many times here on Church at Home, okay? You cannot be justified without keeping the commandments of God first, after you repent. That's the key. That's the key. See? And we will see what that means in the next segment. Because you see, you need the love of God, you need the truth of God. Now, you need to have these two books that we have been mentioning right along, Judaism versus Scripturalism, and Judaism, Revelation of Moses, or Religion of Men. Now we have another booklet that is entitled, What is Meant by the Works of the Law? And in it you will find that there is a vast difference between works of law and the work of the law. And you need our book, Lord, What Should I Do? Now, this one you need because there is so much confusion out there concerning who is a real Christian, what makes a real Christian, should we love God and keep His commandments, or should we reject His commandments and hold them all in scorn? There are some teachers who say that every one of the commandments that you find in the Old Testament have been done away, all 613, and no longer have any forensic value in our lives. What an utter lie that is. Today, we can look out and see all the lawless activity that is taking place in society. Now, why is it called lawless? Because lawlessness means without any law. And basically, all law comes back to the lawgiver, and the lawgiver has given the Ten Commandments. So you measure everything by the Ten Commandments. Look at what people are doing. Look at the way that they live. They're all sinning, like we saw. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everybody.